Each year, tens of millions of Americans are suffering from pain. Pain from arthritis, fibromyalgia, lower back pain, headaches. Dozens of conditions have pain as a part of it. Pain is primarily due to inflammation. Inflammation comes from things common to our diet every day, from toast to alcohol in any amount. So you can be having a social drink, not realizing you're also setting the whole stage for inflammatory cytokines and pain throughout your body. Hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, pizzas, coffee, pro-pain, hence pro-inflammation. On the other hand, we can eat and drink things that can prevent that pain or even turn off the pain. We're in front of a health food store in New York City. I'm going to show you how easy it is now to make selections that can help you prevent pain in the first place, or turn it off, or improve it in the second place. This is not a difficult process. It's easy and it's inexpensive. We're getting into the supersized meals, the big three patty hamburgers. We're getting into the large cola beverages. Those are all pro-inflammatory and they prematurely age us. So when you turn off the pain, you're actually slowing down the aging process. So let's go in and we'll take a look at some of the things we can do that are simple. One of the most pro anti-inflammatory group of foods you can take in are the berries. Blackberries, black raspberries, red raspberries, pomegranate. Some of the grapes are also good because they have proanthocyanins. There are chemicals in these foods, polyphenols, that can help protect your DNA. That means you're going to live a longer life. And when you don't have enough berries and you're eating, let's say you're starting your day with a sugar-coated cereal, or a bagel, the process of making your toast or a bagel creates a very, very pro-inflammatory group of chemicals called acrylamides. In order to make your bacon or eggs, you create heterocyclic amines. The two together cause inflammation. Now, you can say, okay, I didn't feel inflammation when I was eating hamburgers growing up, or hot dogs or french fries. It's entirely possible you didn't, but sooner or later you will, because everything in life is cumulative, both negative and positive. So smoking one pack of cigarettes is not going to give you lung cancer. Drinking one pint of alcohol won't give you liver cirrhosis or fatty liver, but it will eventually. So it's inevitable that we're going to end up with a tipping where your biochemistry, your DNA is so damaged and there's not enough restorative enzymes and hormones to help get you back, that you simply tip. At the point of tipping, you end up with a stroke, a heart attack, cancer, diabetes. So if you eat berries every day or berry juice, and that's going to be terrific for you. Blueberries are also extremely good. They're anti-aging. Apples, green apples, having a green apple juice is very strong by putting lemon juice in the green apple juice. The skin of apples are terrific. Apricots, cherries, and by the way, tart Montmorency cherries are one of the most powerful anti-inflammatory agents you can take in. 2 to 3 ounces of tart cherry concentrate a day is phenomenal for arthritis, as are grapes. Grapes have what is called resveratrol. Resveratrol is known in over 1,500 scientific studies to help extend the lifespan, reduce inflammation, and remember, what do we have when we have inflammation? Heart disease, cancer, dementia, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's. All these conditions are pro-inflammatory. So by having your grapes and seeded grapes, the seed and the skin are where 90% of the nutritional value are, not in the flesh. So by eating green grapes, they don't do a whole lot for you. And eating the seedless grapes, you're not getting the full benefit. Now, tomatoes are very good, especially a raw tomato juice. You cruciferous vegetables are anti-inflammatory. Cruciferous would be cauliflower and broccoli. This is phenomenally anti-inflammatory. Broccoli and broccoli sprouts. Also onions. Here's the idea. Have an onion a day to keep a stroke away. All right, an onion a day to keep a stroke away. Now what I do is I take the white Vidalia onions, cut them, wash them under cold water to get the volatile oils out, and then have them, and that lowers your blood pressure. Also, making juices from all of these, cabbage, red cabbage, very anti-inflammatory for ulcers. One of the best things you can do to help if you have diverticulitis, spastic colon. It is very healing. Celery and cucumber and apple together is one of the single most important things you can do to turn off inflammation. Now let me show you some of the things that can go into a juice. Most people like something that's sweet. The key is, how do we make something that's sweet that's healthy? Stevia and organic coconut palm sugar. Low glycemic index, natural, very healthy. And stevia is one of the best things you can possibly use. And also Manuka honey. You talk about anti-inflammatory and very healing. Manuka honey, this is the Manuka honey. This is the best honey in my opinion. Not everyone is going to be able to find superfoods in an outdoor market. So what's good is a lot of the superfoods have been dried in the countries of origin, India, Pakistan and China and other countries, South America, and then brought in, and that way they don't go bad. For example, right here we have goji berries, and goji berries are phenomenal for you. I mean, they're a superfood. They have a wide variety of healing nutrients and antioxidants. We also have gooseberries. They're also called golden berries. Kind of tart, delicious, but extremely good for you. And acai berries. What else do we have here? Dried strawberries, dried cherries, mulberries. I love mulberries. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was not even a kid, even a month ago, on my farm, I had mulberries about that big. They're good when they're black, and you can pull a bunch of them off and you can dry them, or you can just eat them, and they're phenomenal. Dried apples, dried papaya, great as a way of helping you to enhance digestion, and papaya concentrate and papaya juice are also good. And the core of a pineapple, you know, when you're cutting your pineapple with the pithy, really high fibrous center, that's the single most important anti-inflammatory you can take in. It's rich in bromelain, and that's very good if you're having digestive disorders because you can juice it. You don't get a lot of juice, but it's really good for you. Also the lentils, you can make red lentils and split peas and green lentils. Making lentil soups, that's very anti-inflammatory. And when selecting the nuts, whole raw almonds, cashews, pistachios, and pistachios are extremely beneficial for you. And apricots, Brazil nuts are good. Those are also anti-inflammatory. And now for those of you who can't use or don't want to use gluten or wheat, you have a variety of non-wheat products, non-gluten products, like garbanzo bean powder and brown rice and buckwheat, quinoa, hazelnut, almond, and I mix them together. And that way you can make a whole bread. You can use egg replacer. You don't have to use any dairy. I'm vegan. I suggest vegan because veganism is one of the best ways that you can go if it's a healthy vegan. Because remember, there are a lot of teenagers who eat pizzas without dairy and say, okay, that's healthy. It's not healthy. There's one really great bread that you can eat, and it's anti-inflammatory. It's the Ezekiel bread, and it's a sprouted bread, but also you get the food for life, the wheat and gluten-free rice pecan bread. So for those of you who don't want to give up your bread but want to have it where it's actually healthy, those are good options. Raw desserts are common. And then you have all these natural products. Your herbal teas, green tea is very healthy and it's anti-inflammatory. White tea, oolong tea. So look at your energizing anti-inflammatory teas. And I like the spike teas. I'll put two or three different types of teas together. Sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds raw, they're anti-inflammatory. Dried mango, anti-inflammatory. Very good are macadamia nuts, really good for you, the oil in it. And one of the best single anti-inflammatories you can take is coconut oil. 1 teaspoon twice a day of organic cold-pressed coconut oil. It's one of those superstar oils. It's the combination of its chains of fatty acids that in the body have antiviral and pro-healing and protecting our DNA. It's very good for people with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. I would definitely recommend that even more. Now you can walk into any health food store and you'll see dozens and dozens of things that are anti-inflammatory and good for you. For example, 100% raw coconut water. Quote, never heated, always harmless. But you look in here and you think, ah, what am I really getting? Only 56 calories. And what's important is potassium, 500 milligrams of potassium. Now, potassium is great for your heart, especially in cold weather. And potassium is especially good for you in hot weather when you're training. But they have the chi waters and teas, green tea, white tea, oolong tea, rose tea, and then they have combinations. These are all kombucha. These are all anti-inflammatory, and apple cider vinegar. Growing up, this is what my mother gave us. She'd give us some, she made a concoction in the morning. She'd give us cod liver oil with raw honey and apple cider vinegar. It was something that she had learned and had been passed down. Now we know that each one of those are great for our health, the omega-3 fatty acids. And I really appreciate the people being so creative. Like, this is one of the newest brands, and they're mixing chia seeds in here, and you can't see this, but you've got a gazillion chia seeds and a very tasty pomegranate mint. So food stylists and in the natural field are recognizing we want one of the types of food groups I would not recommend would be dairy. First, because dairy is a lysed product. It's not a product that we're supposed to be consuming. It's only meant for the mammals, for the development of that baby calf into a full-grown cow. Unless you're buying organic milk, you're going to get growth stimulating hormones more often than not in the milk. Bad for you. Bacteria, viruses, bad for you. If the cow has been stressed and the udder stressed, it can end up with mastitis, an infection. That means that the body's producing white blood cells, which go into the milk, which is pus. So when you're drinking a glass of milk, you could be drinking pus. Not a good thought. Instead, look now what you can find in your average health food store. Almond milk, hemp milk, rice milk, soy milk, non-genetically engineered. These are all good for you. They're great dairy substitutes and they're anti-inflammatory. Flaxseed oil, really anti-inflammatory. Pomegranate concentrate, great for you. And you can get the vegan variety as well. And then of course, all these concentrates, papaya, mango, blueberry, lemon, lime, impure concentrate, noni, mangosteen, prune. These are all anti-inflammatory. So we have a lot to choose from. So if someone says, oh, you're asking me to give up my hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, what'll I eat? Well, how about a gazillion other things that are all good for you? You can find gluten-free vegan sandwiches in here, all kinds of veggie burgers, all great organic ingredients. You can find these in your farmers markets, in your local food co-op, in your health food stores, and that's who you should be supporting. Now, there's some supplements that are very powerful. Let's walk up here and I'll show you the supplements. Some of the most powerful things you can do are to take their curcuminoids in curcumin. Now, this is 1,000 milligrams, and that's a super amount, and depending upon the type of pain you have, that would go anywhere from once to five times a day. Then we also have Feverfew, cayenne, vitamin C, and the bioflavonoids. Now there are at least 30 different nutrients that are known to be anti-inflammatory, including the tocotrienols and there's at least 30 really good nutrients that can help turn off inflammation, including vitamin C, that would be one of the superstars. Quercetin, which is also great. The vitamin E fractions, the tocopherols, and the tocotrienols. Altogether, they're 8 fractions. So that's why getting mixed would be good. And then you jump way up to curcumin, and that's just by itself. Ashwagandha is good. And green tea concentrates. Now that's not definitive, but that's a way to getting you started. So you see, you just walk through a health food store, you can find delicious, nutritious foods. Now they have whole raw sections, where it used to be if you bought something like this, it would have to be baked at a high temperature. This is kale, and this is vegan, it's raw, it's gluten-free. It's not fried and it's not baked. It's dried at about 110 degrees, and as a result, it gives you the crispness, but it gives you the nutrition, so the nutrition's still intact. This is the place to start. Get rid of all meat and dairy. Get rid of processed, deep fried, and large portion food. Start focusing upon nice smoothies and juices in the morning with lots of berries, your omega-3 fatty acids like flaxseed oil, your coconut oil, a quality protein powder from hemp, rice, soy, split pea, and throw nuts in, walnuts, almonds, and that's a great way to start the day. Have your largest meal if you can in the early afternoon, and then a small meal in the early evening. And watch the pounds come off, the pain dissipate, and you're gonna feel good. Now, finally, I'm gonna show you a few people from a recent study who were able in just 4 weeks to reverse or improve completely the symptoms of arthritis. Uncoached and unrehearsed, this is the final day. And that's in just 4 weeks. And some of these people had their arthritis for as long as 25 years with no help. This is what more and more Americans are looking for each day to help them. Juices. This is orange. And orange grapefruit combinations are good. This is green apples with raspberries. All right, that's what it looks like. And how you do this, you take fresh raspberries. You don't juice raspberries because there's not enough in there. Watermelon's very good. So one of the ways you have this great tasting green apple and raspberries, you blend the raspberries in a blender, like 1 or 2 pints, and then juice the green apples, then stir it all together. This is the green apple. And then of course, throughout the day, just have yourself some cold organic watermelon. All great for anti-inflammation. So I hope this gets you started. All right, more to come.